Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Craft Heads Podcast. Actually, wow. Me saying good evening, ladies and gentlemen, just reminded me of a TV show.
What's that?
Did I sound like Drew Carey from Whose Line Is It Anyways? In the beginning of every episode, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Whose Line Is It Anyways? Anyways, hey, everybody, welcome to the Craft Heads Podcast. This is episode 173 of the podcast that I normally do with my best friend, Alex. And tonight, he will not be joining us because he's about 1,000 miles away from me, now living in West Virginia. So I'm here with my wife, Claire.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be doing our second annual showcast, which if you loyal listeners will remember, we did our first showcast last year around this time where we ranked our 2022 favorite television shows because Claire and I watch a lot of TV and an embarrassing amount.
I disagree.
And
no amount of TV is too much TV.
I do appreciate that about you. You've turned me onto the bright side, should I say, not so much the dark side. But just to tell you a little bit more about this podcast, we normally do it, Alex and I, with a beverage in hand, crafty cocktail, crafty beer, talk about it, where we got it from. Tonight won't be so much focused around that, but we do have a beverage. Claire will be drinking a beer, actually, this time, which last movie cast, she was pregnant. Last showcast, thank you. She was pregnant, so she's actually going to be drinking tonight. Pop it. And tell the folks what you're drinking, babe.
Oh, I'm drinking an Allagash White. Tried and true.
It is very tried and true. One of the staples of the Craft Heads podcast. And
from Maine, with love.
Does that say that on the can?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is Allagash from again? Maine? Nice. Oh, from Maine with love. I thought you said homemade with love.
Oh, from Maine with love.
And as you'll see from the episode image, I am drinking a dirty martini with aviation gin and filthy spicy olives. I'm not a martini guy, but tonight I am enjoying this. I would really want my wife to try it, but olives are on your top five list of no-nos, right?
Definite no-no.
Is that list still the same? Have we taken anything off or added anything on?
I feel like cucumbers are like a little bit, maybe they're six. And then blue cheese is five.
Oh, blue cheese went onto the list and cucumbers dropped kind of off the top five.
I still don't like them or enjoy them.
And what are the other things for just to complete the list that you don't like?
Fish.
Yeah.
All-inclusive category.
And it's so sad to hear you say that, but I understand.
Mm-hmm. Olives, mushrooms, coconut, and now blue cheese.
Okay. All right. Well, if you guys are ever making us a dinner, don't make any of those things for Claire. Because, yeah, so many people make us dinners that listen to this podcast.
So many, you know.
So back to the showcast. It's not going to be a long episode, but as I mentioned earlier, we watch a lot of TV. And I'm going to just break down some stats for how much TV we watch this year. Did I end up telling you the actual answer to this?
Don't know, but do I want to know?
Yes. A little bit more about this list, shall I say. Last year, I think we just gave the top 10 of the year. This year, I broke it down similar to Alex and Tara's movie cast, actually. They break movies down into four categories. I think they are must watch, watch, skips, and don't watch. I think our fourth category, like the no-no category, is a little different between us. But I have must avoid as our fourth category. So those are the shows you do not even want to sniff. So let me take a sip of this drink because I'm already getting a little parched. So Claire just put the baby down and I was sitting down here preparing for the podcast because I'm a diligent co-host.
Well, no matter how many shows or hours of TV you say we watch, I won't care. It's not enough.
All right. Well, let's hear what you think of this number. We watched, and actually, this is probably on the low side of things because I think there's probably some additional, well, we watched movies that aren't included on here. I think we've probably watched like other documentaries and bullshit.
I probably watch shows myself that aren't on there.
Right. Yeah, especially some like trash television that I'm not joining with you. I, together, you and me, watched 48 seasons of television. And on average, because half of those shows had more than 12 episodes, half of them had less than 12 episodes. I know 10 is kind of standard, but you'll see why I'm averaging it up to 12 episodes. 45 minutes per episode, that's a typical number, comes out to exactly 25,920 minutes of television, which divided by 60 is 432 hours, which divide that by 24, 18 days of television.
Well, there's 365 days in a year. So again, we are not watching enough.
So I knew that you would say that. You are sleeping a third of those days, 8 hours a day. So 240 days in a year, 18 days out of 240. You're working 8 hours, not of 7 days a week. So you can't quite give it the full one third. You break that down like a fourth kind of thing, because minus the weekends and whatnot. You're at 180 days of like non-work, non-sleep awake time. So exactly 10% of our awake days, awake time, we were watching television. Oh, and that's probably less, like I said, because there's movies and trash television that we're watching and whatever.
All right.
On to the list. I do have 48 seasons of shows that I don't want to go into every single one, obviously. But I will take away 18 of those seasons right now off the bat and say that we watched 8 seasons of Suits and 10 seasons of Below Deck. Tell me what your thoughts about those. I loved both of them. That is the most bingeable television that you can possibly watch, or Suits and Below Deck.
Yeah, I treasured the time of Below Deck. It was like leading up to, I was pregnant and you were watching it with me, and it was just like easy to take your mind off of everything. Love some Captain Lee.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know what Below Deck is, it's a show about people who are yacht, charter yachts. Yeah. So it's people who rent out yachts to rich individuals and their friends.
It follows the workers, really.
Yeah.
The yachties that take care of the guests that are chartering the yachts.
Right. So there's like 15 to 18 episodes a season, and each episode is like a new, like, renters charter of the yachts.
Yeah. It can be a couple. Yeah.
I needed you for this.
easy TV, and it's on Bravo, but I mean, honestly, the friends or cousins or sisters who have watched it with their husbands, it's just such a show that no matter the gender watching, you can find something to love about it. You were really hesitant, and then, I mean, be honest, you really enjoyed it.
I'm coming around on reality television, honestly. I start off every show cast, and I will moving forward as many of these as we do. My number one television show on TV is still and always will be Survivor. And that's reality television. So I am a huge Survivor fan. I just want to plug it once per episode, but there we go. Yeah. Other reality trash television, I'm still kind of coming around on.
Yeah. And Suits, I mean, I think everyone watched it with us. It was the number one streamed show of Netflix for 2023.
Yeah. So. Yep. Oh, and speaking of other reality television, I also looked up something else while you were putting the baby down.
What's that?
Love on the Spectrum did come out last year.
Oh.
And I left it off the show cast last year. And so Love on the Spectrum season 2 just came out at the beginning of 2024, so I can't put it on this list, but that's a big time front runner for one of my favorite television shows, which is about autistic people who want to find love. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making, I watched that show with zero malice in my heart. It is the most pure entertainment of individuals who are, they're just good. Beautiful people. Yeah. They're beautiful people. They're honest. They're just like us, and they want to find love. And it's just very interesting. I'm not going to say there's not times I don't laugh, because obviously we laugh. But just for an example, this season, one of the successful couples from last season, the best scene that they did was they just randomly impromptu broke out in The Lion King. What, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Yeah. Is that the song that they sung?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm so bad at song titles. But the song from Lion King, and they were on a safari, and they love animals, and it was just, like, pure joy. And
was it Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I'm like, singing, can you feel the love tonight? But I'm not, like, I'm not catching it in my head like that's what they sang.
I'll think about it. We'll move on and come back. Am I here to fact check?
Yeah, you kind of are.
I've only watched this clip like 40 times. Yeah. I should know.
So that breaks down quite a bit of our television watching was reality TV of Below Deck and Suits. Which one would you say was better, Suits or Below Deck?
They were so different.
Yeah, they are. All right, I won't make you do that. But that knocks off a big chunk of this list, and I'm just kind of going to fly through the bottom list and then go into the – expand a little bit more on the watches and the and the must-watches. And two television shows that you must avoid at all costs were Will Trent and The Rabbit Hole. I don't think we finished either of them. We got halfway through, so we gave them a fair shake. But Will Trent was a murder or like a detective show, and Rabbit Hole was also like a terrorist detective show. So don't. That's all I'm going to give them. They were terrible. Avoid them. And if you disagree with me, please let me know because I thought they were horrible.
Confirmed. Can You Feel Love Tonight?
Yes. Can you feel? All right. So Skips, you're going to be a little surprised about a couple of these, I think.
So you're listing all of them?
Not all of them. I'm just flying flying through. Okay. And then I'm going to like kind of go into a little bit more of why I love the better ones.
Got it. Want to be able to help support you.
Yeah. So, Skips. Lupin Season 3. Mm-hmm. I can see why we could have enjoyed it-ish, but not enough. Reacher Season 2. Skip it.
Do we still have to watch the finale episode?
Oh, no!
Oh, no. I think you might have to take that off. I just thought about that.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. But that just goes to show you.
Yeah, skip.
It wasn't that great for me. So, big bummer on this one. Witcher Season 3.
I liked it more than you.
Oh, really? Okay. I think it was just really a bummer to know that Henry Cavill's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, I wanted him to go out with more of a bang, and it wasn't like a blowout season.
Yeah, I don't think they knew at the time when filming that it was going to be his last. But yeah.
So the new season of Futurama, which you didn't watch with me, but that's my favorite animated show of all time. And they came out with a new season for the first time since 2007 or 2008, I think. Something like that. And so I was really excited for it, and unfortunately it was a big letdown. Not a lot of great episodes, maybe like one or two that really captivated me. Another skip, I broke this into a two-parter. Black Mirror. Because it's not – there was episodes that I loved, and there was episodes that I really didn't love at all. And there were six episodes. And for those of you who don't know, Black Mirror is one of those shows you can just watch any episode – of any season. It doesn't follow anything chronologically, but three episodes were really bad, and the three episodes that were good I'll get into later on in the rundown here. Skip Citadel.
I'm trying to even remember
Robert Madden and Priyanka Chopra. Yeah. Right, is that her name, Priyanka?
Yeah.
So that was another, like, that was like a James Bondy kind of show, and right. Just
high budget, low impact.
Good call. I like that. All right. Here's a huge surprise, I think. Beef.
A skip for you, huh?
Beef was a skip. And Beef won a ton of Emmys. So I think it would go down on a lot of people's lists as one of the best shows on television, on Netflix for that matter. I just didn't really love it.
Hmm. I would probably not have it as a skip, but a watch.
You would have put it on the watch list, okay. FUBAR. That could have almost even been a must avoid, huh?
Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold Schwartz. But we had to watch it for him because he's just... Arnold's the man. And then my final skip was The Walking Dead, Welcome to Dead City. So Walking Dead has all these spinoffs coming out, which we need to start. Michonne and Rick's... Mm-hmm. Season, has that come out yet?
I think so, yeah.
So we need to start that. But Welcome to Dead City was the season with Maggie and
Negan.
And holy cow, I didn't realize how bad of an actress Maggie was until we watched that. And I was like, ooh, she is. I think she was like one of the good characters or like actors from The Walking Dead. But she, I feel like she didn't translate well to like this spinoff being a lead.
Well, if you recall too, we're listeners, we're huge Walking Dead fans. So we were invested to start watching the spinoffs, but it was a little bit of a bust. Yeah, Daryl's was better, which I'm sure you're going to mention it.
Spoiler. I think we put the final season of The Walking Dead was high on our list last year. So, all right, that does it for the skips. Watch and must watch. I'm going to expand a little bit on them, probably more on the must watch, because those are the ones I feel passionate about you, listener, watching if you're... The reason you'd be listening to this is because you're looking for new TV to watch. All right, on the watch list, Fargo season 5. It made it onto the watch just because of the ending. And I want to say, like, the rest of it was still good. I was expecting more, but I felt like it was unique enough that it, like, grabbed my attention. And the thing I was a little disappointed about was they keep saying at the beginning of every episode that this is based on a true story. Which we came to find out.
They always do that. We've never watched a Fargo season before this one, so we were a little behind on that. That is just what they do.
Yeah.
But
they say based on a true story, and it is as loosely based on a true story as you could possibly get. Like none of the characters were even real. It was like they based it on like a murder they heard about, and then they completely changed the story. So... It was kind of weird, but at least the writing was really good in it. Moving forward, Wrexham season 2 was a watch. Season 1 was a must watch. Mm-hmm. So season 2, I thought was still good. They focused more on the town than Ryan and Rob, who are I think are the most interesting. Okay, back to the list. On the watch, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. That's definitely was worth a watch. Not so much a must watch, but... Well, we might even make a little bit more out of this whenever all the Walking Dead spinoffs are done. Black Mirror, back to it. Joan is awful and Beyond the Scene. Definitely watch those two episodes from this season. They were a lot better. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, you're a way bigger fan of Black Mirror than me. But those were definitely the better of the episodes.
Beyond the Sea was the one with Aaron Paul
and Josh Hartnett.
And then Joan is Awful, which I think I watched without you, was with Big Boobs.
Oh,
Big
Butt. Hayek and the girl from, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
So I saw some of it with you, though.
They had some decent, like, named actors and actresses, and I feel like they put more effort into the scripts for those episodes. So I liked them a lot. Not a must watch, just a watch. Outlander, season 6. When's Outlander season 7?
I don't know, probably 10 years from now. It takes so long.
Outlander is such a good show. That's an AMC special that I didn't know if I was going to like as much. But season 1 of that show, watch it, and I will be surprised if you don't watch season 2. Because what has one of the most shocking things I think I've ever seen on television in that season 1 of Outlander. Oh, so I have this as an honorable mention from last year, but it made the watch list. Kaleidoscope. Do you remember that? That's more than 12 months ago at this point. We watched it January of 2023.
Yeah, and that was the one that kind of reshuffled the episodes. You could watch it in any order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that because I thought it was fresh. It was something a fresh different. Take. Yeah, exactly. Also another heist show, right? Mm-hmm. Heist. Oh my god! I just remembered something else that was on the total shows not included in the 48 seasons. We watched 2 seasons of Money Heist this year, didn't we? So we got. I think we broke the 50 mark.
Oh boy!
All right, here's a watch that I think. Now we're getting to the ones that I was so close to putting in the must watch category. They were like right on the edge, but I had to make a top 10 list for the must watches. Silo.
Yeah, I liked it so much more than you. I liked it a lot. On watch, but I'm saying must watch.
That's a must. That might have been one of your. That might have been number one for you all year.
No, not one, but
okay,
but close. High, yeah.
Okay, that's an Apple TV special, and as you guys might have heard last year, I preach that Apple TV is the goat of the subscription services.
You just love the content, usually. Yeah. Like you feel safe watching an Apple TV episode.
Yeah. If you suggest a series to me from Apple TV, I give it more credit because I feel like they do really good, and the budgets are probably a lot higher on the Apple TV stuff too. Jack Ryan season 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's a watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Not quite a must watch for you.
I love those series, but yeah, this one was a little bit less interesting than others.
And this was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Because he had like the, at the end, no spoilers here, but at the end he's like, you know, buddying up with everybody and they're like taking a picture and it just
seemed like a clean send-off. There was a rumor that some of the characters were going to do a spinoff, but I'm not sure where it landed.
I think Greer is the name of his counterpart in the CIA who's also...
Suits.
Yeah, what's his Zane? It's Robert Zane from Suits is also in Jack Ryan. So we spent a lot of time watching him this year. I'd like to remember what that guy's name is in real life. Here's a watch. Five-Star Chef.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another reality competition show, food show. Yeah. I had to have it on there because I like a good food show that isn't just a classic competition show. This was about, does your food fit into a 5-star hotel, right?
Yeah, and then they get to become the executive chef of that restaurant.
Yeah, so it was like an elevated dining show, more about like the experience, not so much about the food. I thought it was a little unique.
Mm-hmm.
And my final watch that I think you probably had on your must watch was Hijacked. With Idris Elba.
Yeah, I liked that.
Was that was Apple TV as well, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to mark all... I'm going to put a little stamp on the Apple TV stuff because it's all really good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, take a sip here, folks, and get ready. I'll actually say in the beginning here, and maybe I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, that you could skip to this part because this is where the meat of what you should watch from 2023, shows released in 2023. Don't look. Claire's trying to get a sneak peek. Number 10, Bear season 2.
I love Bear. It just stresses me out.
But it was better than season 1.
Yeah, one. And now that I understood like what I was getting into, I could handle it a little bit better. I am glad for those 30-minute episodes. I know there's a couple of longer ones, but it definitely makes the high anxiety more digestible.
I agree 100% with everything you said. I think that even though it was still high anxiety like the first season, it was still a little bit tamer than season 1. Season 1, they all were just screaming at each other all the time.
Oh, and that holiday episode where it was like one just long take and the families.
Actually, that episode brought the non-tameness down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gosh, that was a horrible way of saying it. It brought my anxiety up for the whole entire season because that episode was crazy.
Yeah.
Number 9, Fall of the House of Usher. Very clean writing. There was like, you knew what you were going to get from every episode. It was like a death in how the events leaded up to that death per, family member. Scary. But they weren't, like, really trying to freak you out. It was just, like, a good story. Yeah, a real fucked up story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, the Smartless documentary.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm putting everything on here. I'm giving them all a fair shake. Smartless is another podcast that's not as good as this one. It's, like, doesn't make that much money, doesn't make nearly as much money as our podcast.
Not Claire, nearly as much money.
That was like the funniest thing I said this entire episode, and you were not listening.
Not nearly.
Claire's tuning out because I'm talking too much.
Not nearly as much money. If you made Jason Bateman and what's his Will Arnett and Sean Hayes money on, yeah.
Yeah, we'd be in good shape.
I'd be supporting this podcast. Hey, sorry. Not that I'm not unsupportive, but that would be nice.
I think I'm pretty sure your credit card supports this podcast once a month.
It does.
You donate a dollar. You're one of the subscribers.
I am.
You're a hossbog.
I'm a proud donor.
Crafty girl. All right. So that was number 8, flying through. Number 7, the reality Squid Game show. Mm. Not on your list, probably.
I don't think it's a must watch. For me, it's a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a watch. But I struggled a little bit with some of the way they did some of the cuts, and then we just got so attached to certain characters and no one was safe. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I can see why it's on yours. You were way into it.
I was drooling over it with your sister too. Yeah. We were like texting each other about it. And did the winner ever get the $4.2 million?
I don't know. She said at the premiere that she hadn't got it yet, but she's would have supposed to have gotten it by now. Yeah. So
we'll have to look into that, because I remember you saying that after, you know, weeks after it was over, that she never got her money.
Yeah.
Number 6, Morning Show Season 3.
Mm, Billy Crudup.
Apple TV. doing another great thing. Morning Show. God, what a cast of characters, right? I mean, you got Steve Carell, you got Amanda? Reese Witherspoon,
Jennifer Aniston.
That's what I was saying. Jennifer Aniston, John Hamm,
Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup, who's like, what a great actor he is.
Mm-hmm. Double pass.
High recommendation for starting that from season 1 and just binging the shit out of it. So good. Number 5, Night Agent. I think this was like a surprise winner for me. Because I didn't think it was a CIA mm-hmm. a murder show. Like, I know I'm mentioning a lot of those, but that's just some of the stuff we like. Yeah,
we like those.
But that one, like, was good.
Yeah, it was good. And season 2, and I think Brittany Snow's joining that cast.
Really? There's a season 2 coming out?
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm happy about that. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take your sip.
This martini's good. All right, number 4. We're getting almost to the top 3. And I couldn't put this in my top 3. Ted Lasso season 3.
Mm.
So freaking good. So freaking good. All of Ted Lasso.
Just such a good series in general.
Apple TV. Again, so good. But I actually think that season 2 of Ted Lasso was the worst. Season 3 was the second, and season 1 was the best.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the truth for a lot of three-season television shows. Mm-hmm. I just wish they would have done season 4. But, you know, it can't keep... God, so successful. All right, number 3. We're getting into the top 3. What do you have any ideas?
I think I know your number 1.
Okay. I think, yeah, you probably do. Number 3. Here's a real surprise. Jury Duty.
And you almost didn't watch that with me.
It was you and my dad that actually were like, hey, we should watch that. That sounds like a good premise. So little flesh out on the premise since we're in the top 3 here. Jury Duty is a court. It's a reality court show about a case where every single person in the room, including the judge, is an actor except for one jury member.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this guy that the way they got him on the show is they put an ad on Craigslist that said, we're looking to film a documentary about the jury duty process, and we'll pay you I think it was like $1,000 to be filmed and like do interviews and stuff. So they were constantly doing interviews with him about the crazy going-ons of the jury process and all of these cast of, like, wild actors and actresses doing some wild things. I mean, like, some dude trying to, like, get laid with one of the other jury members but clearly has never been with a girl before. Some really outlandish behavior from other jury members. And, the whole thing is they're all... sequestered as well. I probably need to say that because that's how he doesn't just go home at night and like figure it out by talking to other people. They all have to stay in a hotel room. And if like, you don't know what sequestered is, you're not allowed to like communicate with the outside world during that jury process. So that
was... And James Marsden being James Marsden was hilarious.
Yeah, so James Marsden is a well-known actor, and he's actually selected as one of the jury members acting, but...
He plays himself.
Yeah, he plays like a real arrogant, funny version of himself. Yeah. So the guy in the end is just, without spoiling it, he's just one of the nicest humans. And I think that's what made it so well, is they just got really lucky with the guy that they got to do the, to be like the unknowing person.
Fun being in on the ship.
I should have looked up his name, but he just lovely, lovely man. Moving on to number two, another Apple TV. Shrinking.
Oh, you almost didn't watch that with me either.
You say that about everything.
No, it's true.
It's probably just because I complain about watching TV all the time, even though I love it. But Shrinking was Apple TV's GOAT of the year. And it was Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. Very lighthearted. And the same writers as Ted Lasso. So it's got that feel good nature about it, but, what's the writer's name? It's Roy Kent, right?
Well, he was one of them, but the other guy, I'll have to fact check, 'cause you put me on the spot.
Well, I need you to be here to fact check me, but, those writers of Ted Lasso have won so many awards, and I feel like they really know what they're doing with the television show. So
Bill Lawrence.
And just like a lot of funny quips and quick humor, you know, but like in a very tasteful way. So Shrinking really got me good, made me cry, I think, a couple times, and just really, really a great show. And my number one, and this was so far my number one that it wasn't even funny. This was like Game of Thrones status number one show of the year for me. Was an HBO special, The Last of Us, based on a video game that I played that I loved in my teenage years. They remade into a zombie show. Actually, it's more of an infection show than a zombie show. But Pedro Pascal and what's Ellie's name?
Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey, who was actually in Game of Thrones. And Pedro Pascal were both in Game of Thrones. But... phenomenal actor and actress, and they focus, you know, more on the relation side than more so than the zombies, but a lot of action, a lot of deaths, a lot of emotion, and stayed true to the video game show. Definitely my number one of the year.
And also that episode with Nick Offerman and Murray Bartlett, that was...
If you've done anything tonight, I'm so happy that you reminded me to bring that episode up, because tears. I shed full tears from that episode. Very surprising to see Nick Offerman in a role such as the one he was in, playing a gay man in the apocalypse.
So good.
So, that episode was kind of a one-off itself. Like, you don't need to even watch the show. If you want to just put on episode 3 of The Last of Us and just have a nice tear session, enjoy it.
Yeah. Can't wait for that to come back.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just heard, too, that Caitlin Dever is joining. You'd recognize her if you saw her.
Okay.
But that'll be good to see her on there, too.
Yeah. I have to look her up. I can't remember who that is. Oh, was she a Game of Thrones person as well?
No, I don't think so. She was in a few things that we have watched, though. Booksmart and...
Oh, Booksmart, that's right. Yeah.
Ticket to Paradise, we saw that movie. And then Dope Sick.
Oh, yeah. So I recognize her. I've seen her in a few things, but hey, that'll be good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's what I remembered her from. So, looking forward to seeing who she plays. But of all the shows, I mean, one of those has to be your favorite of the year, and you kind of haven't really said what your number one show this year was.
I think I'm aligned with you. Last of Us, I was... Every week, right, like ready at 9 p.m. to watch that.
Yeah, we were watching it live because it was so damn good. And
yeah, it was
I was talking about it with people in the office the next day.
That's right up what we like. So, yeah. Has all of the things, all the feels.
Yeah. So, that is my number one series television of the show. Claire agrees with me. Bingeables are... Suits was just, what a great year to have Suits come on Netflix. I was really happy to just unwind with that show all year. And all the other great television. I mean, I thank you very much for bringing me into this world, because I love ranking it all together. And, you know, my mind works best when I'm working off a list. So
great review, babe.
Thank you, babe. Any other thoughts before we hit the dusty trail and probably watch another episode of something?
Yeah, we got to go new Masters of the Air episode.
Oh, that's definitely going to, that's going to be a good one. And is that, what platform is that on, Claire?
Apple TV.
Apple TV, you are the GOAT. Thank you for being, I think I've said that a million times this episode, so sorry for repeating myself so many times, but they truly are, it's worth the $10 every mm-hmm. month. So that's my suggestion for the night. Thank you for listening, everybody, and come back next time.
Woohoo. Cheers.
Cheers. On the watch list. Roey, stop. 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 Stop it.